This is a Triple J podcast.
G'day, it's Angel Parsons with you for today's deep dive, and we're jumping into the colourful world of Aussie insults. I'm thinking galah, drongo, wombat, and everything in between. And as you can imagine, there's a bit of a language warning with this story because we're unpacking the way Australia swears and how it's changing. Do you find that you have a go-to swear word or insult? Like maybe it's something your parents used to say that's going out of fashion, or maybe it's something you've picked up at work or with your friend group.
Yeah, I like wombat because you're a bit silly.
Calling someone a galah.
Probably say bloody hell.
Putrid dog gets thrown around a fair bit.
We definitely call girls gangers and guys gronks.
We've been out asking these questions all over Australia to get a bit of a sample of how different parts of the country speak. And in a bit, you'll hear from an expert about what impact the internet is having on how you talk.
Social media definitely is a big source of new slang expressions in general.
And as the sound and language of a country evolves, what does that mean for its culture, its identity? Well, over in the UK, a research team is looking into this by mapping the prevalence of certain swear words in different regions, like an index of insults to preserve regional dialects. So what about here in Australia? What does the way we swear say about us? Shalala Medora has been looking into it.
When it comes to swear words or insults, we've each got our own flavour.
Look, hon, I got to stick with the old favourite. I got to stick with the good old bugger. Fuck's sake.
I think calling someone a galah is one of the top tier ones. You know, it's like Australian, it's native, and it is loud and annoying. Dingbat's a good one.
Drongo.
Drongo is Australian as well.
Fuck.
Isn't it so liberating just to say it?
A lot of our favourite swear words or insults come from where we grew up and our cultural heritage.
In Cootamundra, putrid dog gets thrown around a fair bit. You putrid dog.
Malaka. It's been an age-old swear word used from the Greeks of old, and once you probably get over 35, you have a rite of passage to use it in front of your grandparents and parents.
I grew up in Nowra, and a word that was thrown around a lot in high school was 12-y, and occasionally I'll throw it around. Calling someone who's 28 a 12-y is always funny.
Okay, growing up in Tassie, you're rummin. That means, like, you're scallywag or, like, you're a bit silly.
Whenever my siblings used to piss me off as a kid, it would be just sucks to suck, and it would really get them annoyed.
I'm from Far North Queensland, and we definitely call girls gangers and guys gronks.
But are we at risk of losing some of the words that make us uniquely Aussie?
Ear sluts! Fuck my life! Come on, give us a biscuit, you fucking tight ass!
If it's like other parts of language, then yes, it's likely that certain words and certain phrases will go out of fashion slowly as people get older. As those people die, those phrases will disappear.
Linguists in the UK have started mapping regional swear words to keep a sort of database of insults. They're calling it a linguistic census of everyday swearing.
The aim of the project is to put together an exhibition that would tour the country, looking at local swear words and phrases, including an interactive map that you can push buttons on and they'll swear back at you.
Dr. Chris Montgomery from the University of Sheffield is running the project.
So swearing is an unfiltered use of language. It's really expressive. It's a really honest part of language. And what we're thinking is it could be where regional identity really comes through.
Australia doesn't have as much regional variation as the UK.
We're particularly interested in these sort of hyper-local expressions that outsiders really aren't going to recognise. So we're really interested in words and phrases that really make sense based on where somebody's from and wouldn't make sense elsewhere.
But Chris says the generational differences in the two places is the same.
Older people might find certain words just simply more offensive than some younger people. And likewise, you know, there might be some terms that are used by older people that young people find particularly offensive in relation to minoritised groups, for example.
The Linguistic Census Project has only just started, and Chris says they're already seeing a bunch of creative responses that tell us how language is evolving.
What we see is this sort of creativity with language, so the recycling of certain popular terms, frequent terms, and yes, maybe some more obscure terms sort of fading out of the language, but in their place, more terms being created, more creative uses being seen.
Hack on Triple J.
Shalila Medora reporting there. And hearing from you on the text line, someone says, I'm a linguist and this has always been happening everywhere, always has been. It's often boiling down to younger people rebelling against the older generation. Anna from Nam says, we used to say Raz in high school in Victoria. Now it's all about Riz. Interesting. Whatever floats your boat. Another good one there. Someone else says, my dad has always called someone who he thought was a bit of an idiot a dipstick. Yeah, a classic. And look, I'm interested to know, I guess, what's being done in Australia to look at the evolution of these kinds of words and phrases and insults. Keep letting me know your faves. You can text in 0439 757 555. We're going to talk more about this now with Dylan Hughes. Dylan is a PhD student at the School of Languages, Literatures, Cultures and Linguistics at Monash University. Dylan, welcome to Hack.
Hi, nice to be here.
We've just been hearing about the evolution of language in Australia, how we change our language over time. Dylan, what are some of the big things that you find that can influence our swearing or our slang here in Australia and how it changes?
Yeah, well, I guess like a big thing is obviously the changing taboos over time. A lot, if we go back several decades, you know, blasphemous expressions were a lot more common, and these days there's been sort of a shift where those kind of expressions are not really seen as offensive anymore, and it's more things like slurs targeting minority groups and that sort of thing.
Does stuff like social media and music play a big role?
I think so, yeah. Social media definitely is a big source of new slang expressions in general, so not just swear words or insults. And music is sort of goes alongside that. You have a lot of American terms might come through, and also British terms actually, through various forms of rap music.
Mm-hmm.
That then gets spread on social media. So it's kind of, they kind of interact together, but definitely.
In your thesis, you talk about this thing called the funny cycle, where words kind of come in and out of use. Can you explain what that means?
Yeah, okay. So the funny cycle is this idea that people will hear a new phrase, maybe from like the kids that aren't cool in school, if you sort of want to think about it with sort of like in a school context. And so, but then they might, as a joke, start using those expressions ironically. But soon enough, that irony kind of wears thin and suddenly you find you're just using it yourself. And we get this cycle where words may fall out of fashion, become cringe, seen as not cool in some way. And then over time, people start adopting it ironically again. And then it kind of brings, like, gives it a second life.
Is that like stuff like slay?
Slay, yeah, slay definitely is one which spreads, I think, to a large extent through this kind of ironic use. Another one that's sort of more recently, something like 6-7 is really, irony is what's driving the spread of that, and older people will actually joke about it almost just as much as young people now, because they know it's a thing that young people do, and that's that irony that's sort of coming into play.
Look forward to the day where 6-7 is not used in an ironic way. Look, we've just got to wrap up soon, Dylan, but I'm also wondering, you know, in the UK, certain words can be traced to towns. Is it like that in Australia? Can regional differences be that noticeable or not so much?
I don't think so. At least I don't think anyone's really done the work that they're trying to do to kind of unpack that, but I'm not really aware of anything particular that in the realm of insults and swearing.
Mm-hmm. Dylan, on the text line, we've got so many examples coming in. Someone says, shits me up the wall, always gets a crazy reaction from Americans. That's a pretty interesting point, I guess, when you're going overseas and you're using some of this language. Oh my gosh, someone else has said, my favourite has always been twat waffle. No idea what it means or how offensive it is, but I love it. Look, that's a really interesting one, and what a way to end it. Dylan Hughes, we really appreciate you coming in to talk with us on Hack. Thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we heard from so many of you on this one, and for once, it was funny to see your best swear words and insults coming through on the text line, and a lot of interesting observations about older language coming back into fashion too. For now, that is all we have time for on Hack Today. If you liked this story, do make sure you subscribe to the pod. We have more like this for you every week. And you can follow us on socials too, Triple J Hack on Instagram and TikTok. I'll catch you next time. Drongos.